What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. Day one, I thank God I said hello on Fifth Avenue.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving South Central Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 47 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Voters across 16 states casting ballots today in primaries and caucuses, including Colorado, where Donald Trump remains on the ballot following the Supreme Court decision overturning the state's ruling that Trump should be disqualified due to a 14th Amendment insurrection clause. He leads over rival Nikki Haley. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
Trump and Haley do not have any scheduled events today. Haley has always vowed to stay in the race through Super Tuesday, but she has not outlined her plans beyond that. And of course, even if she does pull off an upset in one or two states today, it would not be enough to stop Donald Trump. He has all the momentum.
New data showing that migrant apprehensions rose again last month at the U.S.-Mexico border. The U.S. Border Patrol made more than 140,000 apprehensions in February as people attempted to cross into the U.S. illegally, up from January's 125,000. Bitcoin making a comeback after recent cryptocurrency scandals, including the FTX case that deflated values. This is ABC News. Gas prices are going up rapidly, according to new Energy Department data.
In just the past week, the average price of regular unleaded in the U.S. has gone up 10 cents to $3.35 a gallon. In places like California, prices have gone up 21 cents a gallon in the past week, according to the Energy Department. And analysts say it's no big surprise because it happens every year at this time. As the weather gets better into spring, travel demand picks up, refineries are able to do maintenance, and they have to switch to summer blends of gas, and oil prices are up. Mix all of it together, and we pay more every time we fill up. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A new crew has arrived at the International Space Station. The Dragon capsule Endeavour docked with the station overnight. Three astronauts and a cosmonaut will spend 6 months carrying out experiments. The booth scene in the iconic Sopranos finale just sold for $82,000 and $600 on eBay. The booth is actual seating in an ice cream parlor in Bloomfield, New Jersey. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Technical College, Colloy Contracting, BL Signs, ET Foods, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 46 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny and nice conditions with a high of 51. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly with a low of 25. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and staying mild with a high of 52. In Richland Center, after a low of 36, it's 46 degrees.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
With both WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon. It's 47 sunny degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News time is 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. After over a week of dangerous fire conditions, the DNR said today that fire danger was low to start the day after several rounds of rain in southwestern Wisconsin yesterday. However, with ongoing drought and forecasted dry and windy conditions, burn bans remain in effect in some areas. Already this year, there have been 139 wildfires, including one yesterday. Over 300 acres have been burned in the state already. The 10-year average for this time of year is 4 wildfires and 2 acres. It's a good indicator that spring is in the air. Literally, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources notes that many migratory birds are returning to Wisconsin earlier than normal. The warmer winter weather in the state this season has gotten the migration for short-distance birds off to a fast start. The agency says birds are in sync with environmental cues and their access to food. That trend could change, however, depending on how the transition from winter to spring plays out in the state. Mobilizing the women's vote and reproductive rights were the focus of First Lady Jill Biden's latest appearance in Wisconsin Sunday. Biden spoke at the Waukesha County Expo Center on the last stop of her Women for Biden campaign tour. Also speaking at the event was Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Both Baldwin and President Joe Biden are running for re-election. Wednesday, Vice President Kamala Harris will visit the Badger State with a stop in Madison. Representative Derek Van Orden was in La Crosse over the weekend to meet with Veterans Coalition Board. Some of the topics brought up included medical services, educational benefits, and travel pay for veterans. Van Orden said he supported measures such as medical marijuana and wanted to work to fix the VA's travel pay system. Van Orden also talked about legislation he was working on, including a bill that would expand medical treatment options for veterans. Today is Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states and American Samoa should put President Biden and Donald Trump closer to their party's nominations. Trump spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt on WISN TV's Up Front.
And that's why we have already shifted gears to focus on the general election in November. So we'll be coming to Wisconsin. We'll be coming to battleground states like Pennsylvania and Michigan in the next several months.
Biden surrogate Malcolm Kenyatta tells WISN TV's Up Front he's not concerned the president is losing in battleground states.
Whether it's Wisconsin or Michigan or Pennsylvania, you know, these are states that have always been close. And the president's going to go out and make his case.
Wisconsin is one of a handful of states expected to decide the winner in November. There may be some help for Wisconsin parents paying for child care. Governor Tony Evers on Monday signed into law an expansion of the tax credit available to filers with children and dependents.
These changes will give parents some breathing room in their household budgets, helping folks to remain in our state's workforce.
The governor said that's great as far as it goes, but that more needs to happen.
We do need to have something that goes directly to the providers, simple as that.
According to an estimate from governor's office, the average benefit will be over $656 per filer. State Revenue Secretary Peter Barca has some startling numbers on the cost of child care.
The cost of daycare in 2021 on average was $13,572. The cost for undergraduate tuition at UW-Madison, which is more expensive than the others, is $10,766. So almost $3,000 more.
The governor's urging to lawmakers to provide state funding directly to child care providers, many of whom are struggling with staffing and other costs. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski at the Wisconsin Educational Media and Technology Association Conference presented a $65 million check that will benefit Wisconsin public school libraries and media centers. As a result of smart investment strategies, the Common School Fund has experienced growth, leading to a 25% increase from 2023 and setting a new financial record. Established in 1848 in the Wisconsin Constitution, the Common School Fund is the state's permanent endowment that benefits public education. Wisconsin is the only state in the country that has a fund dedicated to resourcing public school libraries and technology needs. Over 90% of school libraries are solely resourced from the Common School Fund each year, making this funding vital to public education. Secretary Godlewski stated, this funding allows school librarians and media specialists to purchase educational materials and computer needs while relieving the burden on property taxpayers. Every single public school library in our state shares the benefit of books and technology. The first of three finalists for UW La Crosse Chancellor appeared on campus Monday. James Beebe of Keene State College in New Hampshire visited with staff and students as part of the interview process. Christopher Olson of Indiana State University and Betsy Morgan, UWL's interim chancellor, will be on campus later this week. Whoever is named chancellor will replace Joe Gao, who was fired late last year after the Board of Regents discovered he had been making and appearing in pornographic videos. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection is issuing a public health alert for bacon cheddar beef burgers produced by Nielsen's Foods in Clear Lake. This alert is due to the product being misbranded and containing undeclared allergens. The aforementioned product contains two known allergens, hydrolyzed soy protein and anchovies, which are not declared on the product label. Product was sold at Nielsen's Market and at grocery stores in Burnett, Pierce, Polk, St. Croix, and Washburn counties on or before February 27th. DATCAP is issuing this public health alert to ensure consumers with an allergy to soy and or fish are aware that this product should not be consumed. No illnesses have been reported as a result of consuming this product. Anyone with signs or symptoms of a foodborne illness or allergic reactions should contact their doctor. Consumers who have this product can discard it. Consumers and media with questions about this public health alert can contact Jordan Nielsen, Nielsen's Incorporated, at 715-263-2513. Taxpayers are on the hook for Michael Gableman's legal fees. Those costs stem from Gableman's review of the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin and subsequent lawsuits. A review by WisPolitics shows that legal fees to defend the former state Supreme Court justice before the Office of Lawyer Regulation, along with a settlement the state assembly reached last month, have pushed taxpayers' exposure to nearly $2.7 million. Gableman is alleged to have violated professional standards for Wisconsin attorneys. Gableman was hired by Assembly Republicans as special counsel to investigate the election, which Joe Biden won by 20,000 votes. The 14-month effort failed to find anything that would have alerted the outcome. The U.S. Supreme Court is dismissing two lawsuits trying to keep Donald Trump's name off the presidential ballots in Wisconsin this year. Justices say only Congress can do that. The Wisconsin lawsuits were part of a nationwide effort to remove Trump. They pointed to a provision in the U.S. Constitution banning anyone who's engaged in insurrection from holding federal office. Court records reveal the depth of Wisconsin Republicans' fake electors effort. Pro-Trump attorneys James Troupas and Kenneth Chesebrough, key players in the fake electors scheme by Wisconsin Republicans, have settled a lawsuit and released more than 1,400 pages of documents regarding their work on the 2020 election here. That includes a video of the fake electors meeting at the Capitol. As part of the agreement, Chesebrough and Troupas said they would not participate in similar efforts in the future, but did not admit to any wrongdoing or liability. As police continue to search for 3-year-old Elijah Vu, they have requested information on a vehicle of interest in the case. Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Meinert says they have the vehicle, which is a beige 1997 four-door Nissan Altima with a Wisconsin plate that starts with A and ends with zero. What they are looking for is video from surveillance cameras on February 19th between the hours of 2 and 9 p.m. Meinert is asking for all, even those not in Two Rivers or the adjacent areas, to check any footage. Elijah was reported missing February 20th. A Trempealeau man who had been missing since December was found dead last Friday in La Crosse. The police department said the body of Octavio Morales, who had been missing since December 22nd, was found in a marsh near Myrick Park. He had last been seen in downtown La Crosse. Police said they did not suspect foul play. Trempealeau police reported Morales as missing January 8th. Every 2 years, the Federal Trade Commission produces a report to Congress about the Do Not Call Registry. The latest report, issued January 8th, announced that 249 million Americans placed their telephone number on this registry. The FTC received over 2 million complaints last year of alleged violations, mostly due to robocalls. While signing up for this registry helps people reduce the volume of telemarketing calls from businesses, the Do Not Call Registry does not apply to charities. Charities are not required to stop calling people on this Do Not Call listing. Although there are many charitable organizations that make fundraising calls responsibly, there are some that don't. Potential donors might be annoyed by the frequency and timing of such calls. In other instances, they are upset to learn that mismanaged fundraising campaigns that call people can sometimes result in very little going to the charity and more than 80% going to the fundraising company. There are some things that donors can do, however, to help reduce the volume of charity telemarketing. If a for-profit telemarketing company calls, you can request that they place you on their internal Do Not Call list. The firm can no longer call you on behalf of that charity, but could call you on behalf of other charities. In making such a request, make sure to use the words, "Place me on your Do Not Call list," and note the date, time, name of charity, and name of the telemarketing firm. If they call again on behalf of that charity, you can file a complaint with the FTC at ftc.gov. If you are interested in supporting a charity that has called you, the Better Business Bureau Wise Giving Alliance urges you to find out more about the group before you donate. Visit give.org to see if there is a report that verifies if they meet the 20 BBB standards for charity accountability. Also, visit the website of the organization to learn more about their planned activities. For more information or further inquiries about the Do Not Call Registry, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. It's 47 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1220. Our news will continue in a moment.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Some great buys coming your way. Cod loin, $7 a pound. Organic Triscuit crackers with sea salt, 9-ounce box, $2.25. Jimmy Dean sage pork sausage, $2.25 each, two for $4, or a case of 12 for $22.50. Stovetop stuffing, $1 a box. Tostino's pizza rolls, 15-count box, two flavors to choose from, $1.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cashback offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cashback offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply. Spring is here, and Colloy Contracting is looking to take care of the unwanted brush on your property. Jake has the equipment, the experience, and the expertise to get your property back into tip-top shape. Colloy Contracting will bring in the heavy-hitting brush cutter to remove the invasive brush and spray those areas to ensure that your property will stay free and clear for years to come. Call Jake today at 608-604-6396. And remember, there is no job too big and no brush too tall. Colloy Contracting. 604-6396.
It's 47 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1222. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo has again been named one of the 2024 Top 100 Rural and Community Hospitals in the United States by the Chartist Center for Rural Health. Based entirely on publicly available data, this review gives hospitals a score across 8 pillars of hospital strength: inpatient market share, outpatient market share, cost, charge, quality, outcomes, patient perspective, and financial stability. Regarded as one of the industry's most significant designations of performance excellence, St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is proud to have received this recognition 4 years in a row. March is National Reading Month. Wisconsin librarians say kids read books if they like the topics and the formats, like graphic novels for preteens. Blaise Burton works at the Mercer Library.
And then you get the kids into the libraries, you get them a book in their hand, and you say, here, you can take this, and then just return it to the next one you go at.
He says kids respond better when teachers and parents take an informal approach. Libraries in Wisconsin are coming up with novel ways to get kids in their doors, including passports to let them check out and return books in a wide area.
It is a lot of dialogue. Sometimes there's some context, you know, paragraphs and stuff in there, but it gives kids that visual, and sometimes they need that to keep going.
Burton says incentives make reading feel less like a chore. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reinforced its commitment to safety this month by joining 160 organizations in the National Allies in Action campaign. The effort is part of the USDOT's National Roadway Safety Strategy to eliminate crash injuries and fatalities. Too many people are dying on our roads every day across the country and here in Wisconsin. We must work together to help the nation recognize this is a crisis that must be addressed with urgency. That's Wisconsin DOT Secretary Craig Thompson. He also stated safety is the top priority in all we do and will continue to work towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. As part of the campaign, Wisconsin DOT committed to take specific action to reduce traffic fatalities in 2024. That includes expanding the Safety First Initiative, which began in 2023 to enhance the agency's knowledge of safety-related best practices. The initiative explores research to leverage new technologies for data gathered and engineering countermeasures. Wisconsin DOT will also develop new educational opportunities to inform and collaborate with the public to encourage safer habits among all road users. The agency will build on major safety campaigns within the Zero in Wisconsin brand, including Buckle Up, Phone Down, Control Your Drive, and Click It or Ticket, and update web resources for the public. In addition, Wisconsin DOT is expanding the use of centerline rumble strips as a proven safety countermeasure that can significantly reduce fatal and injury crashes on two-lane rural roads. Buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time, take the pledge today. Slow down and stay alert in construction zones and around emergency vehicles to protect workers on the roads, and make a plan for a safe ride home and always drive sober. Learn more about Wisconsin DOT's Zero in Wisconsin educational campaign at zeroinwisconsin.gov. The Spring Green Lions Club will be holding an annual event tonight that will help satisfy your appetite. Jenna Stoltz is a member of the Spring Green Lions Club.
We have the spaghetti dinner at Arthur's in Spring Green, and there are lots of different opportunities to come in and get your spaghetti. We've been selling tickets for a few weeks now, and we also will have a dine-in and drive-through option for people to come and eat and support the Lions Club.
The dinner will be served from 4:30 until 7:30, and advance tickets can be purchased from different businesses and individuals.
You can get your tickets from any Lions Club member, from Pamela's Fine Jewelry, or right at Arthur's. Tickets are $10 for adults in advance or $11 at the door. Children K through 8 are $6 in advance or $7 at the door.
The spaghetti dinner has been held annually for many years. The money raised will go directly to the Spring Green Lions so they can help other organizations in the future. Pam Chahati is also a member of the Spring Green Lions Club.
We usually sponsor an event or a club to donate the money to a specific event, but this year the money is going back to the Lions Club because we had a rain out with the art fair, so our funds have come down a little bit, so it's to build up our funds so we can help the community in other areas. So it's kind of coming back to us. But we've done things for the swim team and the community gardens, music boosters, the Boy Scouts. We've helped with the Eagle Scouts. So there's been a lot of community involvement where we've co-opted with somebody to help them replenish their funds for an event or equipment or whatever they need. Whenever there's an opportunity to help some group, we try and help through the spaghetti dinner.
The Spring Green Lions Club spaghetti dinner will be held tonight from 4:30 to 6:30 at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green, with dine-in and drive-through options available. More information can be found on the Spring Green Lions Club Facebook page. Hear the story of Pau Jean Moran's incredible tale of loss and recovery tonight at 7 at the Vernon County Museum and History Center in Viroqua. In November 1943, wounded American tail gunner Jean Moran of Soldiers Grove plunged 4 miles to the ground in Nazi Germany while inside the severed tail of his Flying Fortress bomber and survived. In the next 17 months, Jean endured some of the worst episodes of the American prisoner of war experience in occupied Europe. The recently published book by John Armbruster, Tailspin, chronicles Jean's World War II survival saga and shows an elderly man finally coming to terms with the cruelties of a war that would haunt his entire life. The program is free and all are welcome. Today's winner of $50 in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle is Mary Jo Neagle of Richland Center on ticket number 650. It's 48 degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
It's 48 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard Arnold Dick Bessler, 88, of La Crosse, formerly of Viroqua, died February 26th. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. Burial with military honors will follow in the Viroqua Cemetery. Friends may call at the Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Service Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Richard Bessler is survived by his son, Greg and Katie Bessler, 6 grandchildren, and a sister, Marie Phillips. Richard Arnold, Dick Bessler, 88, of La Crosse, formerly of Viroqua. Linda Lou Ritten, 72, of Muscadet, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Avoca Bible Church, with burial to follow in the Pulaski Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Linda Ritten is survived by 4 children, Lisa Joe and Joe Miller of Muscadet, Scott Frederick and Dawn Ritten of Muscadet, Lori, Lucille, and Brian Loffenberg of Platteville, and Jennifer Joe Ritten of Middleton. 4 grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Linda Lou Ritten, 72, of Muscadet. Marjorie Ellen Pizall, 79, of Sauk County, died Thursday at the Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Services will be held Thursday at 1 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Thursday from 11 until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that donations be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Marge Pizall is survived by her brother, Melvin, and Cynthia Brown Plummer, 7 children, Gloria Jean Johnston, Donald Baker, Russell Baker, Joy and Ryan Swantz, Rachel and Matt Verthien, Theodore, Ted and Selena Pizall, and Christina and Arthur Bennett. Her former daughter-in-law, Sasha Baker, 16 grandchildren, former husband, Raymond Pizall, many nieces and nephews. Marjorie Ellen Pizall, 79, of Sauk County. Lisa Marie Klang, 48, of Cazenovia, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Graveside services will be held Friday at 2 at St. Anthony's Cemetery in Germantown. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 3 to 6 at St. Anthony's School. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family. Lisa Klang is survived by her mother, Sonia, brother, Eric and Heather Klang, a niece and nephew. Lisa Marie Klang, 48, of Casanova. Craig Peach of Richland Center died February 25th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Friends may call at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Craig Peach of Richland Center. Charles E. Butcher, 92, of Valley, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Burr Wesleyan Church, rural Hillsboro. Burial with military rites will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro Friday from 4 to 7 and at the Burr Wesleyan Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Charles Butcher include his wife of 68 years, Loretta, three children, Mark and Margot Butcher, Craig and Vicki Butcher, and Cindy and Tom Williams. 10 grandchildren, 27 great-grandchildren, sister-in-law Helen Butcher, brother-in-law Bill Stenerson, and many nieces and nephews. Charles E. Butcher, 92, of Valley. Mark F. Trum, 41, of Boscobel, died unexpectedly Thursday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Boscobel Bowling Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Hickory Grove Cemetery, Hickory Grove Township. Friends may call at the Boscobel Bowling Banquet Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be directed to the family to be donated to the Boscobel School Forest property. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Mark Trum is survived by his wife Amanda, four children, Lydia and John Marquise of Boscobel, Anicia and Daniel Van Orden of Kansas City, Missouri, Alexander Trum of Boscobel, and Cecilia Culp of Boscobel. Two grandchildren, parents Francis and Lisa Trum of Boscobel, a sister, Shanda Trum of Lancaster, his father and mother-in-law, Augustine and Eileen Duran of Livingston, brother-in-law Andrew Duran and Emily Hockerheimer of Dodgeville, nieces and nephews. Mark F. Trum, 41, of Boscobel. Alice E. Stoll, 93, of Yuba, died Sunday at home. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro Sunday from 2 to 4. Friends may also call at St. Aloysius Church Monday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Survivors of Alice Stoll include three children, Alan and Lynn Stoll of Yuba, and Warren and Frankie Stoll and Rachel and Frank Smith, all of Hillsboro. Nine grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, and two great-great-grandchildren. Alice E. Stoll, 93, of Yuba.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Arlene and David Connor and Larry and Terry Baumkamp. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good Tuesday. Hope you're having a great day out there. Certainly is a bright one now that the clouds have moved away, and it's going to be pretty nice here the next couple of days with high pressure in control. Temperatures will still be running a good 10 or 12 degrees above normal. Now, there will be a storm system passing south of us Thursday night into Friday. Could bring us some rainfall across the area, maybe a few flakes of snow mixed in. Right now, it looks like maybe a few tenths of an inch of moisture are possible. The heavier amounts may be over a half inch, staying down in Illinois, far southeast Wisconsin, into lower Michigan. Behind that weather makers, some cool north winds coming in for Saturday will keep our temperatures closer to normal, but then we start to bounce back up quickly, heading into early next week as the next ridge builds in the upper atmosphere, pulling in very warm air from the southwest part of the country. Temperatures could be 20 degrees above normal for early to mid next week. There could be a few weather systems impacting us for the end of next week with a couple of shower chances as well. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. We do expect mostly sunny skies, high near 51, northeast wind up to 10. Mostly clear and cool tonight, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy, staying mild and quiet with a high of 52, east-southeast wind close to 10. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low near 30. Thursday, partly or mostly cloudy, high about 53. Light rain is likely for late Thursday night. Friday, breezy and cloudy with rain likely ending in the evening. Low 36 with highs in the mid-40s. Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, and seasonably cool. Low in the upper 20s with a high near 44. Sunday, mostly sunny, low 24, high about 48. And Monday, sunny or partly cloudy and warmer. Low in the upper 20s with a high near 56. Have yourself a great afternoon. Enjoy that sunshine. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 48 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 52, our low this morning was 36. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 48. The record high for this date was set in 2000 at 73. The record low 12 below was set in 1978. Last year's high was 48 with a low of 23. Sunset today will be at 5:55, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:30. Currently in Richland Center, we have northwesterly winds at 1 to 4 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.04, and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 48 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A new playbook for U.S. farmers and ranchers in action today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The Agricultural Advocacy Group U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action has announced a new strategic framework for how it operates. CEO Kevin Burkham.
Farmers and ranchers are helping to solve some of the world's biggest challenges, including feeding a growing population, sustaining livelihoods and building strong, resilient economies, and providing agricultural resources for an energy transition, all while reducing GHG emissions.
Burkham acknowledges the scope of that ambition, saying USFRA is preparing to further it.
There is a critical need for USFRA to bring all of American agriculture together, with farmers and ranchers at the center, to collectively identify and tackle complex, long-term issues that we're all wrestling with as a sector. To communicate and collaborate and educate and advocate for U.S. farmers and ranchers in both domestic as well as international markets.
Burkham says U.S. farmers and ranchers in action is ready and willing to take on this mission. And I'll have more on that tomorrow. In the meantime, you can visit usfarmersandranchers.org to learn more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Is there a chance of a farm bill this year? Depends on who you ask. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. One lawmaker says she's not optimistic the farm bill will get finished in 2024. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst tells Brownfield she's disappointed with Senate Ag Committee leadership.
My finger will point directly at Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow. She really is dragging her feet on this, and she is not willing to budge. We've all provided feedback. You know, we're trying to collaborate. debate on the Ag Committee, and yet we see no movement from the chairwoman.
The Iowa Republican says there isn't enough support for farmers and ranchers in the current proposal.
I hope we can get there because we do need to make some improvements. But what I'm unwilling to do is continue spending $1.5 trillion on programs that won't benefit our farmers.
An ag lobbyist says lawmakers in D.C. will take a closer look at the new farm bill once the appropriations process has been completed. That's due at the end of March. Randy Russell with the Russell Group tells Brownfield.
I think the House will put out a farm bill for the committee to consider sometime following the Easter recess.
Russell says he's not expecting many hurdles as the U.S. House marks up the new farm bill, but it might be a different story in the Senate. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says USDA will likely extend the waivers, allowing faster poultry processing line speeds.
I think we will see an extension of this because we want to make sure we get the right information about whether or not line speeds actually do relate to increased worker injury or worker safety. That's the whole purpose of this, is to try to find out what the facts are.
USDA is currently studying the effects of increased poultry line speeds on worker safety for future rulemaking by the agency.
We need to structure these studies in a way that gives us the information. I'm not interested in making decisions on this until I have all the facts. I don't have all the facts yet.
The USDA was sued by the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union, which said the 10 active waivers endanger workers and violate the agency's own rules. Vilsack made his comments during the recent Senate Ag Committee USDA oversight hearing. Livestock producers in the Texas Panhandle are in need following a week of wildfires. Monty Dozier is program director for Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Disaster and Recovery Team.
We've lost a lot of grazing potential. One of our biggest needs is fencing materials and then also hay. A need for cattle cube, any kind of horse feed is also needed. We do need small ruminant supplies as well.
He says thousands of cattle have died and millions of acres burned.
We've had a lot of fuel. When that fire started, I've never seen such a large area impacted in the panhandle.
The Texas Department of Agriculture's STAR Fund is taking monetary donations, and a link to a resource guide can be found online at Brownfield Ag News. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima Fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 Revax field scale demonstration trials.
My baby brother, a father.
Come on, it's time for his nap.
Whoa, he can't sleep on his stomach. Babies should always sleep on their backs in a safety-approved crib, and the sleep area should be clear of blankets, toys, and other loose or soft items. It reduces the risk of SIDS.
SIDS?
You know, sudden infant death syndrome.
Guess I need to start studying up on safe sleep for little man here. Being his favorite uncle comes with big responsibilities.
For more information, visit safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov. Sponsored by the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development.
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish and cash hogs are mixed. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country remains quiet on Tuesday with bids and asking prices not established. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Texas, but lower in Kansas and Nebraska, Colorado. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the second half of the week. Boxed beef was mixed at midday with light to moderate box movement. Choice was down 114 at 305.16, and select was up 28 cents at 295.45. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers under 725 pounds sold $10 to $15 higher, and heavier weights were steady to $3 higher. Feeder heifers were mostly steady to $5 higher, with some exceptions of four weights selling up to $12 higher. USDA says supply was heavy with very good demand. Feeder supply included 53% steers and 62% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 602 to 649 pounds brought 275 to 313. Medium and large one feeder heifers 701 to 749 pounds sold for 228 to 256. Cash hogs are mixed at midday with light to moderate opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Those markets were issuing lower bids and saving some money while still acquiring the needed supplies. There's some added leverage from signs the wholesale market is entering at least a short-term downtrend. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 37 cents with a base range of $69 to $75 and a weighted average price of $72.88. The Western Corn Belt was down 84 cents with a weighted average of $72.94. The Iowa, Minnesota, and Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were steady at $55. Slaughter sows were steady at $45 to $48. Boars were marked at $18. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $57. Barrels and gilts were up a dollar, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $43 to $53. Boars at Illinois were priced at $8 to $25. Pork values were lower at midday, down $1.24 at $91.58. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Building great prices from the ground up, Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality, selection, and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality, build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing expert hometown service since 1969.
Cattle futures are higher. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are down on profit-taking and technical selling, holding above the recent lows, but the trade is reluctant to break resistance. South American weather generally looks favorable, and export demand for U.S. beans is slow. May's soybeans are down 4.5 at 11.50 and a half. July's 5 lower at 11.60 and a quarter. May's soybean meal's down $3.50 at 330. May's soybean oil's up 6 points at 45.23. Corn's down on profit-taking, watching second crop planting and development in Brazil and conditions in Argentina. Export demand's good, and ethanol margins have tightened but remain in positive territory. May corn's 4.75 lower at 425 and a quarter. July's down 4.75 at 436 and a half. And wheat's lower on profit-taking. Global winter wheat conditions are mostly good, with scattered rain in the forecast for the western U.S. plains. The recent rally was bargain hunting by commercials, not a fundamental change. May Chicago's down 17 at 547. May Kansas City's 10 and a quarter lower at 570. May Minneapolis wheat's down 8 at 651 and a half. Live and feeder cattle are higher ahead of this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. Asking prices have been reported at 186 on the live basis in Texas. April live's up $1.50 at 188.20. June's a dollar higher at 183.57. April feeders are up 140 at 257.15. And hogs are lower, coming under cash and wholesale pressure. Pork was down at midday, and cash business is steady to lower. April lean's $1.27 lower at 85, and June's 52 lower at 101.60. Meanwhile, over in the broader market, crude oil is down. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Eating nutritious on any budget. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Just because the grocery budget might be tight, it doesn't mean we can't have healthy, nutritious meal options at home. Jessica Castle is a nutrition educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council.
With rising food prices, one of the best ways to stay on target with your budget is just to put a little bit of thought into what you're going to be preparing for the week. Look at your schedule, see when you're going to be eating at home, see when you might have to be picking up meals, and then making a plan. Decide what meals you can provide at home, shop your pantry, and then look at the sales flyers for the grocery stores and build your grocery list from there. And the more you can focus on a plan for your meals, the more money you will save. And anytime you are making food at home, you are also most likely going to be saving money.
And for those who need additional help, she says there are community resources available. And you can look into programs like SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, WIC, Women, Infants, Children's Program, or local food banks. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo Soybean Seed Treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A brokered ceasefire and hostage deal hangs in the balance. Hamas now demanding Israeli forces completely withdraw from Gaza. The U.S. and Arab nations working on that agreement to pause fighting for 6 weeks and also get critical aid into Gaza for civilians. President Biden returning to the White House from Camp David says Israel has agreed.